From the Skywoods News Center, I'm Dan Tasherow. A special council meeting is set for next Wednesday, and Pepperlaw residents are ecstatic. The meeting will be centered around a potential new marina in Pepperlaw. The marina would offer 307 open-air boat slips, along with a covered building for boat storage and 144 parking spots so that boat owners could launch their boats. The project will not be overly complicated, since the site has been ready to go since the 1970s, however, the marina site was never developed. A 22-year-old Georgina man is in serious condition after a collision involving a boat over the weekend in Cottage Country. Muskoka paramedics, along with Bracebridge OPP, received a call Saturday evening that a boat had collided with a swimmer. The 22-year-old was airlifted to a Toronto-area hospital with life-threatening injuries. Richard Moore is now facing several charges, including impaired operation causing bodily harm and failure to comply, along with several other charges. Moore was also involved in a hit-and-run back in 2023 that killed an elderly cyclist, which Moore has pleaded guilty to. It was day two of the First Minister's meeting in Cottage Country yesterday, and the topic between the premiers was a potential pipeline built with Ontario Steel, which could support two of the dominant industries in Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford was one of three premiers to support the idea, along with Alberta Premier Danielle Smith and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe. The premiers will wrap up their three-day retreat today in Muskoka. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Tasherow.